Hey there, this is the College Investor Audio Show. We are so glad that you stopped by today. And, you know, this is a kind of a show for procrastinators. 8 last-minute tax reminders for 2024. Yeah, the deadline is almost here already. What? So here are some last-minute tax reminders if you're still working on filing your taxes. But first, I just want to remind you, go ahead and hit subscribe to the podcast because we update this thing all the time, and we'd love for you to stay up to date. You can also check us out all over social media. Just search for The College Investor, and you'll find us pretty much anywhere you are. You'll find us there, too. And at thecollegeinvestor.com, where you can dive deep in every single topic we talk about on the podcast. All right, let's get to it. So, yeah, although it might not be the most enjoyable financial task ever for anybody, it is a necessary obligation that we each undertake every single year. And if you use great tax software, filing taxes doesn't take as much time as you may dread it'll take you. But tax filing time isn't only about filing returns. Mm-mm. There are some things you can do right now to help you save money on your tax bill and help you save some time on filing. So here are some last-minute tax tips to consider this season. First, don't miss the tax filing deadline. That's a big tip. Probably the most important. The tax filing deadline is going to be later than normal. So this year, most filers face a federal tax deadline of Monday, April 15th, 2024. But there are a few exceptions to this if you live in a disaster area this year. So you can actually check out the IRS's list of tax deadline extensions, and a quick summary of them are right here. So Rhode Island impacted taxpayers can file until June 17th. Maine, same deadline. Michigan as well, June 17th. And San Diego, California, not till June 17th. That's your new deadline. Most states that charge an income tax also require that the tax be paid by April 15th, but there are a few states that have later deadlines. Next thing we'll talk about, number two, is to double-check your return before you file. Yeah, as you scramble to that tax finish line, don't rush through all of the important details. A mistake on your tax form can lead to major headaches down the line. Every year, we read horror stories about people who accidentally mistyped their name, their address, or their number. So while tax software can help spot obvious errors, it can't catch everything, like entering the wrong bank account information. So don't rush. Make sure to file with the correct Social Security number and include all of the necessary signatures. We also recommend reviewing different sections of your return just to make sure that there's no typo there. For example, 10 separates $8,000 and $80,000. So if you mistype one value, you could under or overestimate your income, and this type of error could delay your tax return from being processed. So as you file your return, take advantage of opportunities to review your numbers. Double check that they make sense with your actual income. This is easy to do using software like H&R Block Online, which offers section summaries for income, deductions, and credits. Check out that review of H&R Block Online at thecollegeinvestor.com. Tip number three, make sure you have all of your forms. Yeah, most people just kind of settled into a new normal in the last year, so it's still been remarkably tumultuous, though. You may have claimed unemployment, maybe received state stimulus checks, had some side hustle income, or other atypical forms of income. These are a few tax forms you shouldn't overlook this year. 1099-G for unemployment income. The 1099-G forms provide information on unemployment income and whether taxes were withheld from that income. While employment numbers are currently pretty strong, a lot of people started the year unemployed and they need to claim that income. If you didn't receive this form, you may need to go to your state's website to find out how to request an online copy of the letter. 1099-NEC forms reporting non-employee income. So the 1099-NEC reports non-employment income. Filers with this type of income are considered self-employed, and they may be eligible for all sorts of self-employed deductions, by the way. So if you earn more than $600 from a single business entity, they're supposed to provide you with a 1099-NEC. If you're waiting on some late tax forms, we have a guide to this at thecollegeinvestor.com you can look at. File your taxes even if you owe. Even if you do owe money on your taxes, you want to file your tax return on time. Interest on late taxes is a reasonable interest rate, but non-filing penalties are steep, and it increases the rate you'll pay on overdue taxes. Getting your taxes filed will also help you nail down how much money you owe, just so you can make a specific plan to get your back taxes paid off too. That was tip number 4. Here's number 5. Seek out legitimate deductions and credits. Great tax software makes it really easy to claim legitimate tax deductions and credits. Great tax software, which we recommend lots of different really good software for you for all budgets and all walks of life too at thecollegeinvestor.com. But all these different software recommendations make it easy to itemize deductions or claim deductions for student loan interest or even charitable contributions. It also helps you find credits like the Lifetime Learning Credit. This credit is worth up to $2,000 per tax return. It can be used to cover qualified expenses for eligible students, too. The Savers Credit, and depending on your income and savings rate and qualified accounts, you could qualify for the Savers Credit. The American Opportunity Tax Credit, or the AOTC. If you're still an undergrad, you might be able to use this tax credit to lower your burden. Earned Income Tax Credit, or the EITC. If you have a low to moderate income, then you might qualify for this tax credit to lower your tax burden. Tip number 6, don't forget your self-employment expenses. Whether you're a full-time freelancer or a side hustler, you likely have some form of self-employment income. And most forms of self-employed income are accompanied by tax-deductible expenses. So before you file, go ahead and comb through those electronic receipts to find expenses that count as tax-deductible. Some common expenses include a portion of your internet costs, website maintenance costs, educational materials, and any direct costs of goods sold. You might be surprised at the sheer number of tax-deductible expenses to be found inside your side hustle. Pretty awesome. Recording these costs allows you to claim them on your tax return. H&R Block Self-Employed Online explains some of the legitimate deductions, so you can look for these expenses in your past credit card statements and other records you have. If your side hustle is becoming a full-time hustle, by the way, it happened to me, you might consider looking at getting professional help as well, which I did. H&R Block has tax experts that can help you with any situation, from filing your taxes this year to even getting help, the help you need to set yourself up for success next year. The next tip we'll talk about is to claim your flexible spending account, or FSA, expenses. A lot of employers offer dependent care flexible spending accounts, healthcare flexible spending accounts, and other tax-deductible spending accounts. Money in your flexible spending accounts is yours, but it's up to you to claim the money in it. If you don't claim that money by tax time, you might lose it in those accounts, even if you set aside the money yourself. If you're lucky, you might have a few weeks remaining to spend the money in the account, so stock up on contacts, get your teeth cleaned, do whatever you need to use up that money. Then submit your receipts so you can get reimbursed. Even if you can't keep spending, you may still be eligible to submit receipts for reimbursement. Every employer has different rules regarding the FSA, or flexible spending accounts, so check with your HR rep to find out and figure out what you need to do to take advantage of these funds. The next tip, and the last one we'll talk about, so important, contribute to an IRA or Roth IRA. An individual retirement account, an IRA, is a tax-advantaged investment account designed for retirement, of course. People who contribute to an IRA can claim a tax deduction this year for funds they contributed. The funds can grow tax-free until you withdraw them during retirement. There are income limits associated with IRA contributions, and the maximum you can contribute is $6,500 or $7,500 for people 50 and up. Contributions aren't due until tax day, so this is a great way to save on your taxes this year. Roth IRAs are similar to traditional IRAs, but they don't really allow you to claim a tax deduction this year. Instead, you actually pay taxes on your contribution this year, so it's kind of pre-tax. Then the gains and distributions are free from taxation when you retire. So you're paying all of the taxes up front. Even though you don't get a tax deduction, you have to complete your 2023 Roth IRA contributions by April 15th. Note, you can also contribute to your HSA for 2023 all the way through April 15th of 2024. The bottom line here, as you move toward the end of the tax filing season, consider taking advantage of these last-minute tax tips that can save you tons of money. The tips we talked about today can help you if you're considering a DIY approach to filing your taxes. However, some generic tips are not a substitute for help from a tax pro or tax filing service, or even just good software. Professionals can help you with tax prep and any questions specific to your situation. And you can take a look at a ton of different tax software and tips and tricks for tax season at thecollegeinvestor.com. Subscribe to the podcast, share it with friends and family, and catch us on social media. We're everywhere. We'd love to get to know you better and help you along in whatever situation you find yourself in. Thanks so much for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.